from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States will help free ships that have been stranded in the Strait of Hormuz since the start of the war in Iran. The benchmark KOSPI surpasses the 6,900 mark for the first time to close at 6,936.99. And President Lee Jae-myung calls on the ruling Democratic Party to proceed more slowly regarding a special counsel bill to look into allegedly unfounded investigations and indictments under the previous administration. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States will help free ships that have been stranded in the Strait of Hormuz since the start of the war in Iran. Trump said the operation, dubbed Project Freedom, would start Monday. 26 South Korean vessels are among the thousands of ships anxiously waiting to escape the region. But Iran has warned that any U.S. attempt to interfere in the strait would be a breach of their ceasefire. Rosine Park has more.
U.S. President Donald Trump says he's launching a campaign he calls Project Freedom to help guide stranded ships through the Strait of Hormuz starting Monday. Trump made the announcement in a social media post on Sunday, saying the focus is on getting civilian ships from countries not affiliated with the conflict out of the contested waterway safely so they can get on with their business, calling them neutral and innocent bystanders. He called the campaign a humanitarian gesture, saying many ships are running low on food and everything else needed for crews to stay on board in a healthy and sanitary manner. Trump said his representatives were having very positive discussions with Iran, suggesting coordination with Tehran. However, he added that any interference in the operation would have to be dealt with forcefully. Following Trump's announcement, Iran warned that any American interference in the Strait of Hormuz would be considered a breach of the Mideast ceasefire. Ebrahim Azizi, the head of the Iranian Parliament's National Security Commission, said in a social media post that the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf would not be managed by what he called Trump's delusional posts. Iranian officials have asserted that they control the strait and ships not affiliated with the United States or Israel can pass if they pay a toll. Among the thousands waiting to escape the besieged waterway are 26 South Korean ships, including 9 tankers. Seoul says it's maintaining close communication with the ships and that the situation for the crews on board remains stable. The ships are on standby in waters near Dubai and Abu Dhabi, waiting to depart, but it remains unclear when that will be possible. Rosine Park, KBS World Radio News.
The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index surged more than 5% on Monday, hitting a record high and coming close to the 7,000 mark. The index jumped 338.12 points, or 5.12%, from the previous session to end at 6,936.99. It opened 184.06 points higher at 6,782.93, and surpassed its previous intraday record of 6,750.27, set on April 30th, within a single trading day. The rally gained further momentum when the index broke through the 6,800 and 6,900 levels for the first time. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 21.39 points, or 1.79%, to close at 1,213.74. President Lee Jae-myung has urged caution as the ruling Democratic Party moves forward with a special counsel bill to look into allegations about unfounded investigations and indictments under the Yoon Suk-yeol administration. Lee called for a cautious approach, according to Senior Presidential Secretary for Political Affairs Hong Ik-pyo, during a press briefing Monday. Hong said that while he acknowledged it is essential to uncover the truth and see to it that justice is done through an independent counsel investigation, the president asked the ruling party to decide on the timing and procedures after inviting public opinion and holding sufficient deliberations. Citing Lee, Hong said a parliamentary probe has already uncovered significant illegal acts and improper investigations by the Yoon administration and by politicized prosecutors, with public consensus growing on the need for a special counsel probe. The Democratic Party argued that the special counsel investigation would serve as part of a process to normalize the judiciary by correcting past abuses under the Yoon administration. Main opposition People Power Party Chairman Jang Dong-hyuk has slammed a special counsel bill proposed by the ruling party to examine allegations of groundless indictments under the Yoon Suk-yeol administration. Speaking at the party's Supreme Council meeting at the National Assembly on Monday, Jang said a law designed for a single individual would amount to violence and a crime, suggesting the special counsel bill could be seen as benefiting President Lee Jae-myung. The party chair also argued that Lee could become another figure effectively above the law, drawing a comparison to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He further denounced the proposed probe as unconstitutional and framed the upcoming local elections as a vote to defend the democratic and constitutional order. Jang additionally pointed to the records of several Democratic Party candidates, claiming 7 out of 16 had prior criminal convictions and calling the election a test to filter out such figures. North Korea's Nae Go-hyang Women's FC will visit South Korea to face off against Suwon FC Women in the 2025-2026 Asian Football Confederation Women's Champions League semifinals. According to the Korea Football Association on Monday, plans for the visit have been finalized. It will be the first visit by North Korean athletes since the International Table Tennis Federation's World Tour Grand Finals, hosted by Incheon in December 2018. Founded in 2012 in Pyongyang, the Nae Go-hyang Women's FC won the championship in the North's top-tier Women's Premier League in the 2021-2022 season. The semi-final game between Suwon FC Women and the Nae Go-hyang Women's FC is scheduled to take place at the Suwon Sports Complex starting at 7 p.m. on May 20th. South Korea's Unification Ministry says it will support the visit of a North Korean women's football club while communicating and cooperating within the framework of an international tournament. A ministry official told reporters on Monday that the team will travel to the South this month and that the government will provide necessary support as the visiting side arrives. The official said the government views the football event involving the visiting Nae Go-hyang Women's FC and Suwon FC Women both as an international match and a club competition, stressing that direct government involvement will be limited. South Korea's second Earth observation satellite has successfully made contact with a domestic ground station 6 hours after liftoff. The Korea Aerospace Administration and the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport announced Monday that a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying the next-generation mid-size satellite number 2 took off at 4 p.m. Sunday Korea Standard Time from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The satellite, called the Compact Advanced Satellite 502, detached from the rocket at 5 p.m. and was successfully placed into orbit. It made its first contact with a ground station in Norway about 15 minutes later, and with the Daejeon-based Korea Aerospace Research Institute at 10:18 p.m. Sunday. The news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.